God who has kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today we are having two types of initiation. One is the Harinam initiation. The other one is the Gayatri second initiation. And so I'll be speaking about first initiation, Harinam initiation, and His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Maharaj will be speaking about the Gayatri initiation. So, first initiation is known as Harinam, and Harinam refers to the holy names. And so one may ask, why is there need for initiation? In fact, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it does state that the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra doesn't wait for initiation. So that's quite interesting. Yet, the Acharyas, they say this is essential. Rupa Goswami especially says this is an essential part of becoming Krishna conscious, of reaching the stage of prema. So why is it an essential part if the holy name is already there? That's an interesting question. Well, the purpose of having the spiritual master is not just that one, enacts or takes part in a ceremony and gets one's magic spiritual name. Just like sometimes one joins an organization and you get a specific name that recognizes you, some secret name, a secret handshake, a secret ring, like the Masons, for example. But the purpose of accepting the spiritual master is to be disciplined by the spiritual master. And in order to have discipline, in order to accept discipline, there's a requirement of making a promise or a vow. It's something like marriage. It's not exactly the same thing. You don't marry the spiritual master. That would be bad. Maybe it's upcoming in Kali Yuga in 5,000 years from now. I don't know. But not in my book. But in marriage, what makes a marriage is not the ceremony itself. It is actually the promise or the vow that one is taking to serve. Sometimes in the marriage they say for better or worse, for happiness or distress, summer or winter seasons. No, that's Bhagavad Gita. They say that, you know, they give the duality of the material world, that you stay together. Now, of course, because it is Kali Yuga, we find most of the marriages practically all over the world are breaking up because people don't take seriously their vows or promises. Srila Prabhupada was very shocked when his disciples, some of them, did not keep their promises. Because Prabhupada was brought up in a very high-class culture. In a high-class culture, one keeps his promises no matter what. You find Grandfather Bhishma being very fixed in that principle. And Arjuna, I'm giving examples from the Mahabharata. Arjuna was very fixed in that principle. I mean, he was ready, had he not killed Jayadrath, the day that he vowed that he would kill Jayadrath, he was ready to enter into the fire and was going to do it because he took his promise very, very seriously. He took his vow, vrat, very, very seriously. So that's the high-class culture. And Prabhupada was shocked when people didn't take their vows or promises very seriously, either in marriage or in initiation. So the essence, the very essence of initiation is the making of a promise. And of course the making of the promise is done before the spiritual master, before His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, who's present with His followers, in His followers, present in its deity form, present in the movement, present in the association of devotees. Prabhupada is very much present here today. In fact, we are giving initiation, inducting people into Prabhupada's society, as members of Prabhupada's society, not as independent disciples of either myself or Krishna Kshetra Maharaj, but as disciples who will serve within ISKCON, regardless of what difficulties there may be, in any organization, in any arrangement, in any relationship, there are always going to be challenges. Sometimes people get married and think, oh, we're going to have no challenges. We just love each other. Now, that lasts for about a week. And then after that come the challenges. You know, she wants to eat this, he wants to eat that, she wants to go here, he wants to go there. He doesn't tell her enough that he loves her. She's completely emotionally bereft. I mean, so many challenges are there in the marriage. So they work it out. They're committed. So with devotees and ISKCON, there are going to be challenges. Prabhupada compared to Venus and ISKCON to be like being on a boat. When you're on a boat, and I used to live on a boat before I joined the Hare Krishna movement. Now I'm on the Hare Krishna boat, which rocks more. But anyway, so I used to hang off the side of the boat quite a bit. And what I was doing when I was hanging off the side of the boat, I wasn't looking at fish. I can't mention it in front of the deities, but I was doing something with my mouth where the food was coming out. In other words, I was sick. Because it was rocking back and forth. I mean, boats rock back and forth so much that when you finally get to the land after 3 or 4 days, you feel like the land is moving. It's true. Go ahead. Why is the land moving back and forth? But I didn't jump off the boat because the boat was rocking. That would have been extremely stupid. Because I probably would have not rocked so much, but I would have become, as they say, the sharks would have been saying the Prasadam prayer. At that particular point, you know, here's some tasty human being for me. So, for that reason, we stay within ISKCON. And that's one good reason, because if you jump ship because the boat's rocking, because your GVC, you know, says something to you you don't like, because your temple presence says something to you you don't like, because your other devotees, whatever, then the sharks will eat us. And we're not talking about, you know, the sharks, gross sharks. We're talking about the shark of material energy. Because Prabhupada said something very interesting. Anyone who thinks that they can be Krishna conscious outside of a society for Krishna consciousness is living an hallucination. That means those who join ISKCON. It's not a criticism of those who are Krishna conscious or other religions outside of ISKCON. But if we join ISKCON, take initiation in ISKCON, we are, for our own spiritual life, we must stay within Prabhupada's society. Now, that's one point. Another reason for staying within Prabhupada's society, perhaps even more important, is that it pleases Prabhupada. Another reason for staying within Prabhupada's society is that it gives us a mission in life other than just like eating and sleeping and being just concerned with our own spiritual life. It gives us the mission of creating a spiritual revolution in society. Not a physical revolution, not a violent revolution, but a revolution to change the direction of a misdirected civilization. And to me, this is the most exciting thing. When I joined the Krishna consciousness movement, I had this revolutionary spirit, and most of us did, I'm sure Maharaj did also. We're from the 1960s, or actually I'm from the 40s. But anyway, the 1960s was the time when we really got into the revolutionary spirit. And that whole idea was to save the world. Not simply save myself, but to change the world, save the world. And the world needs more saving now than it ever needed before. I mean, if you look at the political leaders, who I'm not going to mention, thank God, the world is in much worse shape than it was in the 1960s. So we have this revolutionary spirit. We want to save everybody. A compassion empathy. All these things were important to us, and that was one of the main reasons I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Otherwise, I would have become a doctor. But doctor, there's a problem with becoming a doctor, is that even if you save someone from a disease, they still die. That was my objection. Yes, I can save you from this disease. Am I going to die? Yeah, you're still going to die. So what's the use? What's the use? I like doctors too. In fact, my brother became a doctor. He's the opposite type of person as I am. He has the opposite occupation. Interesting. He's a foot doctor. He goes around bathing other people's feet. Whereas in my occupation, I visit people's homes and they bathe my feet. So the opposite, isn't it?
You chose a better profession.
Yeah, I chose a better profession. I mean, who wants to go around bathing everyone's feet unless you happen to be humble, which I'm not. So it's a wonderful mission, staying within ISKCON. It's not just some little ashram somewhere. You know, sometimes I talk to people who left ISKCON and joined some ashram. I said, you're not part of this vibrant, ecstatic mission of Prabhupada anymore. So stay in the boat. That's the point. So the devotees who are taking initiation today are promising to stay in the boat. You can wear a life preserver, but stay in the boat. And so initiation means a vow. So I've gone through some of the vows. Of course, the basic vows we have are the four regulative principles, like no meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling, which is a nice vow, and chanting 16 rounds a day. But that's obvious. That's a foundational vow. These are foundational vows. But apart from that, if you really want to make spiritual progress, if you really want to assist Prabhupada's mission, you have to become spiritually advanced. You have to be empowered. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Shakti Vinanahi Tare Pavartana. Without Krishna Shakti, you cannot give Krishna consciousness to anyone. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan. You cannot give the holy names to anyone. So the more advanced you are in Krishna consciousness, not only will you become more ecstatic, but you will make others more ecstatic, and you will please Srila Prabhupada. So how do you become advanced? Yes, you follow the four regular principles and all that other nice stuff, but at the same time, your quality of chanting has to be there. If you want to be advanced. Nobody's forcing you. This is up to you. No one can force you to chant good rounds. No one can force you to be attentive. That is up to you, and you have to be motivated. And as I mentioned before, the motivation should be to please Prabhupada, to become empowered, and ultimately to become happy yourself. So how does one chant better? First of all, I'm going to go backwards a little bit. First of all, be attentive when you're chanting. Because as Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, inattentive chanting is at the root of the other offenses on chanting. In other words, what does attentive chanting mean? Attentive chanting means not only hearing the holy names, but understanding the holy names, understanding your purpose for chanting the holy names, and meditating on that purpose, and begging Krishna. One of my godbrothers, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he would often say about his temple in Orissa, he would say, I'm opening up a crying ashram.
A crying school.
So, of course, all you ladies already know how to do that, so I'm just talking to the men. So, of course, don't cry for other things. Oh, does he love me? He doesn't love me anymore. I mean, Krishna always loves you. That's one good thing. So, we cry for Krishna. Ayananda tanuja kinkaram patita mam vishame bhavambudo. Kripaya Tava Padabankaja Stita Duli Sadrasamvachintaya. O son of Nanda Maharaj, I'm your eternal servant. Help me, I'm fallen in this horrible, disgusting, putrid, material world. And fix me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In other words, you cry. That's called lolium. Intense hankering. The same thing you're hankering for now in this material world. Society, friendship, love, a new mobile phone, whatever. Same thing you're hankering for in the material world. You focus it on attaining Krishna. Krishna, help me. Like a child crying out for his mother, as his divine grace of the Prabhupada stated. Sounds like we have a bumblebee helicopter around us here. He's trying to take some shots. So, in that mood, being very focused when chanting Krishna's holy names, knowing your goal, reading regularly Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said someone who doesn't read regularly or hear regularly Krishna Katha, they'll go away. Because you have to be reminded about the purpose. We are in Kali Yuga, if you hadn't noticed. And if you're not reminded every day that you're not the body, that you're servant of Krishna, you forget it. You'll think you are the body. You think that I'm a servant of my senses. So every day we need this. Regular attendance in Bhagavatam class, reading Bhagavatam, reading the Bhagavad Gita, associating with the devotees, eating food cooked by devotees. Very important principle, because you eat food cooked by people who haven't yet become devotees, your mind will become wicked. It's a principle. It's not just a detail. It's a principle. That's why Grandfather Bhishma and other personalities like Kripacharya, Dronacharya, they became bewildered because they were eating food cooked by non-devotees. So these principles are important if we want to advance. If you don't want to advance, do any damn thing you want. Like Prabhupada said sarcastically one time, my disciples will eat any damn thing. And that Prabhupada wasn't happy. And when the Prabhupada would walk by the donut shop or the coffee shop, the devotees would hide so they Prabhupada wouldn't see them. So it's really up to us. It's not that I can be watching or someone else, Krishna Kshetra Maharaj, can be watching you 24 hours a day. We're not going to put a web camera in your house or an app on your phone. It's up to you. That's between you and Krishna. That's devotional service. Anyway, so Prabhupada said we should always mention the 10 offenses on chanting, so I'll do that briefly. I did mention inattention, because that's at the root of the other offenses. So, or the first offense is blaspheming the devotees of the Lord, who dedicate their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. Second offense is to consider, I don't think anyone has this problem. Anyone here have a problem with demigods? No, we're not in India. Some of you may. Any of you worship Ganesh, Shiva, Durga? I worship Shiva. But I don't consider him equal to Lord Vishnu. He's a great devotee. Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu. I also worship Hanuman. So, but then he's not equal to or independent. And neither the names of the demigods. Third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. In other words, you better listen. Or else. I mean, because the spiritual master is speaking on behalf of Krishna. I mean, when he's speaking, giving some instruction. He may be speaking something on the relative platform, you know, isn't it a nice day, or something like that. That's not the same thing as the absolute platform. Or, I like pizza and you don't like pizza. That's not absolute. You have to really understand this called hermeneutic principle, right? So, not going to get further into that one. We'll get in trouble. So, don't blast.
Don't blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. Don't think the glories of the holy name are imaginary or give a perverted meaning or interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. Do not smoke marijuana thinking that chanting Hare Krishna is going to help you, free you from the offense. In other words, commit sins on the strength of chanting. Don't think chanting is like a ritual. We have so many rituals we do. We have sikhas. We talked about this in our seminar. We have dhotis. We have saris. We have so many things. We have our Hare Krishna secret handshake. These are all different rituals. You know, I'll tell you what the secret handshake is, as long as you don't tell anyone else. It's this, high five. So, Panchatadwa. Yeah, thank you, Maharaj. I wanted to spiritualize it. Hi, Panchatadwa. You know. Incidentally, my godbrother, Vaisheshikabhar Prabhu, told me this is the secret for Sankirtan, the magic hand. This is it. For those of you who distribute books, nothing to do with initiation right now, but for those of you who distribute books, if you want to stop someone in the street, it works. You just go, hi. And the person's thinking, do I know him? If I don't stop, I'll insult him. And the person stops and you can distribute a book to them. That's a secret I was taught by my godbrother. Nice. It's good. You should all know that. So, anyway, it's not, chanting is not ritual. It's directly Krishna. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Binatvam Namanamino. It's directly the Supreme Personality of God. Anyway, another offense to be avoided is to instruct the glories of the Lord to those who are faithless. In other words, you don't tell people more than they're ready to hear. Otherwise, it could drive them away from Krishna. They could commit offenses, or any sort of problem could occur. And the last offense is to maintain material attachments, even after understanding some of the instructions in that matter. So it's not offensive to have material attachments. Don't worry. Don't feel guilty. It's offensive to maintain. You try to get rid of them. You know, if someone has dirt in the house, it's not offensive to have the dirt in the house. It's offensive if you just let it pile up, sweep it under the rug. I used to do that when I was young. When my mother told me to clean the house, I would just sweep the dirt under the rug. So we do that with our dirt in our heart, too. We just sweep it under the rug so no one could see it. We should try to get rid of the damn stuff. And we try to get rid of the stuff that's called an artha nivritti, begging Krishna, because Krishna is the one who gets rid of it. It's described in the Bhagavatam that Krishna in the heart purifies the heart. We have no ability. We please Krishna, we pray to Krishna, we beg Krishna, and then the heart becomes pure. So if you follow that, avoid the 10 offenses, of course, especially being attentive, and at the same time study Lord Chaitanya's prayers, Shikshashtikas, Shikshashtika prayers, and understand what mood to have when you're chanting. You'll make rapid spiritual advancement. You'll perform direct, important service for His Divine Grace's mission, Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada's mission, and ultimately, you'll go back to home, back to Godhead, which is pretty nice. Okay, so thank you very much, and I'll let His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Maharaj speak. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.